This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. On the theory that business and economics sometimes kind of don't make sense, we've got a series that we do every single month called I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blade work.
Your questions paired with our answers. Christopher Scrocky wondered this. I frequently hear comparisons of family incomes, Mr. Scrocky wrote, in 1980 and today, but I don't think that's an apples-to-apples comparison, end of quote. That, as it happens, is true, but there is a whole lot more that goes into that answer. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman at our bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting takes it from there.
To help tell this story, I've tapped some typical families from history. Well, TV history.
Father knows best.
It's 1954. Jim Anderson, his father, is an insurance salesman. Mom, Margaret, stays at home. They're solidly middle class. Jim's just splurged on a whim, spent $50 on a cool new motor scooter for his son.
Yes, $50.
I could have bought all new curtains for upstairs.
And I could have gotten some new golf clubs, but it happened I bought but a motor scooter instead, and that's that.
The Andersons are doing pretty well. They can afford all the newest gadgets of the post-war boom on one income. And over the next couple of decades, families in the growing middle class kept doing well, with income up more than 60%. Here's Elise Gould with the Economic Policy Institute.
From 1947 to 1979, you saw broad-based income growth, the lowest fifth up to the top 5% of income, relatively strong across the board.
But then a new family takes center stage.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
It's Archie Bunker. He's raised a family on his paycheck as a loading dock foreman. But it's the 1970s, and America's earlier broad-based prosperity is faltering. There's an energy crisis, competition from cheap labor overseas, and then...
It's just that the company announced that they're having a 20% cutback in personnel, that's all, and I think it's going to hit my department pretty hard.
Oh, Archie.
Archie keeps his job, but it's increasingly hard to make ends meet. It's been the same story since then for many families on a single income, says Heidi Hartman at the Institute for Women's Policy Research.
At the middle, the median man hasn't gained in real earnings since the late 70s.
Here are the numbers from the Census Bureau. After adjusting for inflation, median income for a family with a single earner has risen just 6% since 1980. For a family with two earners, income is up 42% to just under $100,000 a year.
I mean, middle-class family incomes would not have grown at all if it had not been for women's work.
So that today, we've got TV families, like the Hacks on ABC's The Middle, valiantly holding on to a middle rung on the economic ladder. There's mom, Frankie, who becomes a dental hygienist after first working as a car saleswoman.
I have a job I think I'm getting really good at.
I just have a feeling.
Dad, Mike, manages a quarry. They juggle home, work, and aren't doing too badly.
Hey, Bob, can we go to Red Lobster for dinner tonight?
No.
I was just thinking you guys could give me the iPad for my graduation present.
We'll see.
Now, not all families with two working adults are getting ahead. And families in the bottom two-fifths of earning brackets have hardly seen any real income growth since 1980. Hartman says families that are already doing well can afford the services they need to earn even more.
The middle-income mothers, and especially the high-income mothers, could work more and contribute more to family income. Well, that's because, for them, the childcare costs are affordable.
So it turns out that our listener, Christopher Scrocky's hunch, was pretty much spot on. Most of the increase in median family income since 1980 isn't due to wages rising for individual workers, but because more family members are going out to work and working more hours to earn a paycheck. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
We need your questions to make this series work, so hook us up. Send them to us through our website. Marketplace.org is the address. A couple of months ago, by the way, we did one on why airlines overbook their flights. Kind of relevant now, huh?